All right, now that we have covered how to fix a house up, the next thing I want to talk to you about is the selling side. And this is the fun part. This is where you get your check. Now, as we've talked about earlier, there are really two types of properties. Those that you can wholesale, those where you find the deal and you hand it to somebody else and get a paycheck, that you don't renovate, that you let somebody else do. Those are really awesome transactions where you can sometimes do just a little yard work and end up making a whole lot more money. And then there's those that you actually do fix up with using contractors to get checks. So let's go into both of these and how to sell. Now, whenever you're dealing with very little cash or very little capital, wholesaling is the easiest way to move a property. So what you do is you do the marketing like I've taught you, and you find a good deal and you hand it over to someone else and let them do all the work and you get your finder's fee. Again, that's called wholesaling. Now, I want you to fully understand, when you hand that house over to somebody else to get a check, a finder's fee, you need to make sure you're dealing with a serious real estate investor who has the cash to buy the property. And so typically when I'm going to wholesale a deal, number one, the first thing I want to make sure is the person who's buying the house for me has the cash to do so. And they must be cash. So what is cash? Cash is somebody who's got the money sitting in a bank account, or somebody that has a line of credit where they can write a check off the line to go ahead and purchase the property from me. And I want them to go ahead and be able to do that in the next week or two so that I'm sure that I'm going to get my finder's fee. Now, what is not cash? Not cash is somebody that's got to go get a mortgage at a bank, or somebody that is going to a hard money lender and they have to have an appraisal and they have to have an approval. I don't like to take my house off the market that I'm going to hand over to someone else for a finder's fee for somebody who's not a cash buyer. And so that's why I want you to go ahead and build what's called your little cash buyers list. A cash buyers list is nothing more than to use a handful of investors who buy property on a regular basis and go ahead and make sure that you understand where they want to buy, what they're looking for to buy, and then you supply them the houses. Now, when I deal with someone like that and I'm going to take a deal and I'm going to hand it to someone else, I want to make sure that I receive what's called a non-refundable deposit. Whenever you put a house under contract, it's very important to get an earnest money deposit. And typically for me, if they're going to pay cash for the house, my deposit must be at least 10%, and it needs to be written on the agreement that it's a non-refundable deposit. So if you change your mind, you don't get it back. And everyone, you need to really understand this. If you write the words non-refundable deposit and you have your buyer initial that, handwritten is stronger than print on a contract. So if they initial that, it really becomes difficult for them in a court of law to get the deposit back. So let me give you an example. I had a student who had someone put their house under deposit. It was a $100,000 house. They were supposedly paying $100,000 cash. Well, my student only took a $500 earnest money. And what happened is the cash buyer went and bought something else, and they backed out on the contract. Well, my student got stuck with a house that they had not gotten rid of, and they didn't have the money to come up with it to buy it. And so they lost their $500 and got in all kinds of trouble. And you don't want to do that. So if somebody's going to come forward and say they're going to pay you, let's say $105,000 for a house that you've got that's $100,000, and they want to go ahead and wholesale it to them, hand it over to them and get out of the way and collect a $5,000 fee, you better make sure they got the $100,000 to buy it. And so that's why for me, I would want them to put up a $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 non-refundable deposit, which basically states they don't get the deposit back if they don't buy. So whenever you're dealing with a cash transaction and you're not going to do the renovations and you just want to make a quick finder's fee, the deposit needs to be that way. The other thing, you need to make sure that they're closing quickly. Typically for me, the most I'm going to give them is 2 weeks. I'm not going to have somebody drag this out to find out they don't have the money. They need to close quickly and they need to do it with no inspections. So there are many cash buyers, rehabbers, serious renovators like myself, that we're constantly looking for good deals, and we can look at a house and estimate the repairs and know what we want to pay for it, make a buying decision literally within 15, 20 minutes. And if so, we're willing to enter into the contract and go ahead and give a good size non-refundable deposit, providing you've left us plenty of profit in the deal. And so understand, when you're selling houses that are junky, that need work, and you're not planning on doing it, the best way to go ahead and do that is make sure you're dealing with a cash buyer and let them show you they have the money. Now, if you're going to buy a house and do cosmetic fix up to it, and then you're ready to put it up for sale, and the type of buyer that you're looking for is one that's going to go to the bank and get a mortgage, you have to realize those folks are very picky, and they like a beautiful home because they're going to live in it. They're not somebody that's going to renovate the property. So whenever I'm dealing with a buyer who plans to live in it, and that's where I get the biggest profits from, that's where the most profit comes from, I need to make sure that I make the house drop dead gorgeous. So let me define drop dead gorgeous for you. I want my house to be in the top 1-2% of what's for sale, and I want it to be better than everybody else in the same price range. So for me, what I've learned over 360 houses, give or take one or two, what I can tell you after that many properties, you realize that the kitchens and the baths are the most important rooms in the house, because the lady of the house is 65-70% of the buying decision. And every Saturday when I teach my classes, usually the happily married guys who've been around for a long time, they'll tell me, oh, Robin is 100%. But I got to tell you, the lady does have quite the influence, the lady of the house. Now, most two important rooms, kitchens and the bath, they must be done correctly. So let me go through what I do in the master bath. You know, one of my favorite websites is signaturehardware.com. Again, signaturehardware.com. And if you go out to Signature Hardware, go ahead and go to what's called the shower spas. Again, shower spas. And if you go on Signature Hardware, you'll go to these shower spas and you'll see these body sprays and rain shower heads where they fit on the diverter of your shower, and you can get them with 6 pairs of body sprays and a big old 8-inch chrome rain shower head. Those whole entire shower spas typically run somewhere around $1,000. And they're like a car wash in the shower. And I love them because there's so many settings for the pulse of the water. You can set it to the first pulse, and there are long bursts of water. You change to the next pulse, and there's short bursts that go up and down the trunk. You know, the third setting are multiple bursts where they rotate. And then if you get the one with the foot massager, you can set that on, and it will pulse the top of a lady's foot to massage that if she's had a hard day and a pair of high heels. Now, when the big old chrome rain shower head comes on and you turn that on, it's like a waterfall. And that whole entire gorgeous thing that you can put in the shower is just $1,000. And here's what I want you to understand. For every $1,000 you raise the price of your house, the payment only goes up $4.76 at a 5% interest rate. And so the rates are under 5 right now, and so that's even a little bit less than that, but we'll use that in our example. And so if I go ahead and I put $5,000 or $6,000 worth of sexy wows in my house, like the body sprays and the rain shower head, and I can sell my house for $10,000 to $12,000 above what you can, I've instantly made a $6,000 profit off of something that's on signaturehardware.com. And so I will always add a few $1,000s worth of goodies that are nicer than every other house in the price range. And I've used that shower spa in $79,000 houses. I've used it in $179,000 houses. You typically don't see that little wow until you get to about a $300,000 or $400,000 home. And so anytime you can put something like that as a little treat for the lady of the house, that really helps you move the house in days, not weeks, not months. So for me, I do the shower spa, the rain shower head, and a jacuzzi whirlpool tub with a 2-horsepower motor. That tub is only $800, and it's a deep tub, and so there's lots of pulsating jets for her. That's way better than a garden tub or a soaking tub. Now, I like to do gorgeous ceramic tile, and Sedona cedar slate tile is my favorite with chocolate mocha grout. I like to stay in the neutral color schemes, but give them something that's a little bit exotic to use, and I stay away from the basic white brick tile. You know, I just looked at a house the other day, and it was built in the 90s, and it had the little white brick tile, both in the master bath and the kids' bath. That is blah and boring. So for me, in order to sell that house and really get top dollar for it, I would have to gut the bathroom, because you have to be better than everybody else, not just average. So I stay away from the basic white cheap tile. I always want to upgrade my fixtures, and that's the lighting fixtures. I love paddle fans, especially the Hunter Douglas brand, and you can see those on sale typically at Home Depot or Lowe's. What I can tell you, I want to put a gorgeous vanity a double bowl sink if I can get one in the master, if it's big enough. And then I love to use the rustic oil bronze finish for my faucets and my lighting. And one thing I am going to say to you is if you do redo a bathroom, please make sure all the finishes match. What you use for the faucet should be what you use for the handles on the vanity. It should be what you use for the shower, the diverter, the lights, and the handles on the cabinetry. You want to make sure the finish stays consistent. There's nothing more tacky than to mix chrome with nickel with bronze. It really looks rough. The other thing, too, is you should change the finish between the master bath and the kids' bath. Her bathroom should always stand apart from the children's bath, and you should use a different finish on your fixtures. They should never be the same. Now, I also stage my bathroom. I go down to Bed Bath & Beyond, and I go ahead and buy some of the expensive, really fluffy towels, and color coordinate those with the rug in front of the toilet and the rug that goes in front of the shower. Typically, I spend about $18 to $20 on a beautiful towel and then go ahead and get matching set for him and put them on the towel bars, because that really is something special for your average homeowner, some treat that they typically will not do for themselves. I want to have potpourri and candles in the bathroom. That way the fragrances are already there. And my favorite fragrance, by the way, is lavender. Lavender is awesome. It's a slowing scent that makes them really, really slow down and take a good long look at the house. So go ahead and do some staging. And you'll see this when you come out to the boot camp. When you're at Junkers to Millions with me, we go to one of my properties that's already finished, so you can see just how far to take a house to know that you haven't over-improved or under-improved, because that's really important to you. Now, let's talk about my kitchens. My kitchens are typically brand new cabinetry. Anytime the kitchen's old or beat up, you want to make sure that you go ahead and put new cabinetry in. My favorite are the walnut cabinets, the light walnut with a dark walnut inlay. That's really nice. Cherry is always great, too. It's a little bit more money than oak or the white raised provincial doors. I love to do a deep double bowl sink, and my favorite sink is what they call the 70-30. Where 70% is your left-hand sink, and it's bigger, much bigger than your little sink, which is your right-hand sink, which is only 30% of the total sink. The reason I like to do one big one and one small one is really nice, because the lady of the house can go ahead and wash her fruit and vegetables in the small sink, even if she's got a dirty cup or dirty plates or something like that in the big sink. So she's not hung up with only one sink, for sure. And I like to do at least an 8-inch deep sink. And I love to use a gooseneck faucet. The gooseneck faucet is the one that's got the extension to it that you can pull it, and you got about a 4-foot length of hose, so you can actually spray your neighbor if you want to. And so I love to use the gooseneck faucet. And again, I'm big into either the chrome or the rustic bronze there as well. Now, countertop. For me, countertop is a big choice. And I always want to be one step ahead of everybody else in the price range. So if everybody else is using Formica countertops, I'm going to go up to either a tile countertop or I'm going to go up to silestone or granite. What I can tell you is I want to make sure I beat everybody else. Now, the one thing you should do is go to a kitchen cabinet outlet. And what I can tell you is when you go to those kitchen outlets, you got to realize cabinetry is a 50% markup. And so you want to go in there and ask for the builder remodeler pricing. Because when you do, you're going to find out that a kitchen is very, very high markup. And so that's why I go to a kitchen cabinet outlet, and everything is 50% off for the builder home renovator. All right. Make sure you do a nice lighting, and I love to do lighting. And by the way, the granite that's some of my favorites is Santa Cecilia. I've used many, many times, and that one has a lot of earth tones, and you see that a lot in restaurants and in bathrooms and fancy restaurants. If you want something that's not quite as common, Galileo is another granite that I've used that is reasonably priced. And I just had a kitchen done in what's called Hurricane. It's kind of a symbol of my personality, and that one's got a lot of beautiful gold, some black in it, and a little hint of burgundy. And so that'll pull out a tan earth tones out of tile or carpet. So, and that works out really well as well. Now, I also do all brand new appliances in my house, and I consider all appliances stove, refrigerator, and dishwasher with a microwave to match. I love stainless steel with black handles. And so if I do that, I can go with a black dishwasher or stainless steel, depending on what's on sale this week. And I want to make sure I put a nice microwave in above the stove as well. Lighting underneath my kitchen cabinetry. That helps set the house apart. And if you're showing the house at night, it really makes us look beautiful. And so those are all the wows in the kitchens and the bathrooms for me. And I'm okay if you put a rug in front of the sink, you go ahead and put dishcloths that dress up the kitchen. If we want to go ahead, cookie jars and stuff like that from Walmart and do a little bit of staging in the kitchen, that's great too. But I do not do furniture. I don't go that far because my characteristics of what I like is probably not what young couples like. So I'm not going to go ahead and add too much of my personality in. All right. And again, when you come to the boot camp, we'll go to one of my houses that are done so you can see what the kitchens look like. And then I will cover with you what the price per foot is from oak cabinets to white to cherry to walnut so that you understand what goes in a $100,000 house, what goes in a $200,000 house, what is $300,000 and $400,000, because you definitely want to move up to your granites and your cherries. So the higher the price house you go, the more you've got to spend on the kitchen. Matter of fact, I'll just say this to you. The most expensive house I did was a little over $3 million. The kitchen cost me over $200,000. So I do know high-end kitchens and cabinets. But pretty much on the boot camp and stuff, we stayed in the entry-level house because I don't want you stepping up into the luxury stuff until you have at least done 100 little ones. Okay? So you need to walk before you run. And matter of fact, if you listen to what I tell you, if you're brand new at renovations, I don't want you spending more than $10,000 on your first one. Then after you've done a couple of those, then I'm okay. You step up to 15 and then 20. And then after you've done a dozen or so, I'm good for you to go ahead and do the $40,000 and $50,000 renovation projects. But you need to walk before you run. And I'm going to say this to you. There's many times where you can buy a paint, carpet, kitchen and make dang near as much on one of those as you can a full-blown rehab. So I want you to be wise with what you spend your money on. Now, as we continue on the wows, the next things that I want to go over with you is some of the other additional wows that you need to put in. For me, number one is my front door. I understand selling a house is got to mean everything is quality, and so typically when we go to show a house, we hand a key to the potential buyer and say, here's the key to your new home. And the reason we do that, we have a really nice lock set, about $159 set, not a quick set of keys. And so it's a really nice handle, the push button. And so we want our buyer to feel that quality underneath their hand. And so we do a great job on the front door. It's beautiful. It's freshly painted. Everything looks good on the front door because it is a signature piece. The next thing is we want to do an entranceway with ceramic tile or travertine in the entrance of the front of the house so that's a place for everybody to take their shoes off. And whenever my realtors show the house, they want to go ahead and slip their shoes off because when they do and the buyer steps down on that carpet and sinks down into the 6-pound padding, it sinks way down in and they realize it's not the cheap stuff. So I've got them feeling quality on their hand. I've got them feeling quality underneath their feet. They step into the living room and it's absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. And we use three paint choices for the house. Number one is bright white from Sherwin-Williams for my ceiling. Number two is Navajo eggshell for the walls. And we use antique white semi-gloss for the trim, and I do that in every single house, whether it was Connecticut or Florida, because that is a really, really good choice of paints everywhere, and it gives a contrast. The eggshell finish has just a slight glisten on the walls. What I can tell you, it's much more durable than flat, and then the antique white semi-gloss has a sheen to it, so it really comes out as a custom-done paint job. And then we'll use crown molding in the kitchens and then the master. We use mini blinds, like alabaster mini blinds, and that goes very well with the Navajo paint in every house so that it looks like there's window treatments. We do the staging. We put nice big house numbers on the front of the home. Make sure all the light fixtures on the outside of the house work and that the house is well lit in the evening. And then I want to make sure that all my doors between my bedrooms and my closets have L-shaped handles, and I want to make sure they're the white 6-panel doors. Not the cheap hollow core stuff. You know, you really want to make sure you dress this house up. So you want to spend just a little bit more than everybody else. You want to make sure it's drop dead gorgeous. And then more importantly of all, it needs to be spotless clean and it needs to smell good. And when you do all that, it really puts out a quality product and becomes very easy to sell. All right, let's move into the final step, which is selling and collecting your fat check. And folks, whenever I have young couples who fall madly in love with my drop-dead gorgeous house and they want to see it, we go ahead and show it to them. But before I take the house off the market, let's say someone falls madly in love and they want my property, what I have to make sure is they can qualify for the loan. So you'll want to write this down. There are four critical documents that with absolute certainty, if you have these, you can tell if a buyer can close on your house and you're going to get your fat check. And so for me, I want to make sure I see these four documents before I go ahead and take my house off the market. The first thing every buyer who's going to go get a loan at a bank or a mortgage company has to have is a month's worth of recent pay stubs to prove to a lender that they work and to prove how much they make. So I need the buyers to go ahead and turn those in to either their mortgage broker or their lender, whoever they're going to be getting a loan with. And that determines if they can qualify, if they make enough money to buy the house and make the payment. The second thing they have to do is turn in all their bank statements, all pages. And the mortgage companies want these for two reasons. Number one, they want to make sure they have enough of a down payment, and you don't want to take your house off the market if they don't. And number two, they want to make sure that the borrower is not bouncing checks and that they're able to pay bills on a monthly basis and be disciplined enough to pay those bills without having NFS charges. Now, the next document that they need to turn in is last year's tax returns, all schedules, and all W-2s. Because, see, a lender looks at consistency. They want to look at somebody for 12 months through their tax return and then however many months their pay stubs are to make sure that they're looking at about a year and a half to 2 years worth of history to make sure the person works consistently, not being laid off and quitting and being out of work for a while, because they understand they're lending the person the money to buy the house for the next 30 years. And so that's why they ask for pay stubs in addition to last year's tax returns and all schedules. And now the last document that has to be looked at, and the mortgage broker will go ahead and pull this, or the loan officer, is a tri-merge credit report. And basically, our credit is reported to three bureaus, not just one. And so a tri-merge credit report pulls everybody's credit from every single bureau that exists. And so sometimes bad credit, like a car repossession or a collection account, will only show up on one bureau. And so if a mortgage broker only looks at one bureau and it doesn't have the car repossessions on it, it doesn't mean they're not there. It just means they haven't seen them. And so when a tri-merge report is pulled from all three, there is nowhere for bad credit to hide. And everything is on the table. So that's why I want, before I sign a contract to take my house off the market, I want a buyer to have somebody look at the tri-merge to make sure the credit's good enough. Number two, I want to make sure that their tax returns and their pay stubs reflect the fact that there's enough income to qualify. And number three, I want to make sure they've got enough in savings to show that they've got their down payment and that they also are not bouncing any checks, because there's no way a bank's going to lend them money for 30 years if they can't pay their bills on time now. And so once the buyer turns in all three of those, plus the tri-merge credit report, you've got a really good shot at knowing if that person can close or not. And so when an experienced loan officer has those documents at their fingertips, they've got a real good indication if the buyer can buy. And once they have them, what they can do is they can load them into a fancy computer program called LP, which is Loan Prospector, DU, Desktop Underwriting, that fancy LPDU program. If the loan officer has all those documents and they load them into that LPDU computer program, that particular program can 100% approve, not pre-approve, not pre-qualify, approve a buyer typically within 15 minutes to a half hour. So let's think about this from our point of view. Wouldn't we want the buyer to go ahead and do that? Because then before we take our house off the market, we know they're approved. They're not pre-approved. They're not pre-qualified. They're 100% approved to buy your house. Well, I would much rather take my house off the market knowing somebody's already approved than if they quit their job or they don't make enough money or they didn't pay their car payment last month that we're out. And so for me, I don't sign any purchase and sales agreement to remove my house off the market until they're 100% through the system. You know, students ask me all the time, what are the biggest mistakes you've made? Well, my third year in the business, many, many years ago, I had five houses that I took off the market. And the buyers were all in the middle of the mortgage process. And none of them closed because I didn't have any procedures in place. Whenever they said they wanted my house, I'm like, oh, great, go ahead. Go ahead and take 6 weeks to take it off the market and we'll close. And then when none of them close, you don't get any paycheck. That's not a good time. And so that's why my rules in my office are four pay stubs, two bank statements, last year's tax returns, and a tri-merge. Let somebody take a long look at that, and if the ratios come out good, then I'll go ahead and take my house off the market. But not until you tell me they're a slam dunk. I don't play Russian roulette with my money anymore. And students, that's why my training is so important to you. You know, when I start working with students, I can tell you that they need my education. And let me just go through what's available to you. I have a set of courses called Renovating for Massive Profits. There are four courses and workbooks and CDs for you to do at home. The first course, Renovations for Massive Profits, covers the rehab basics. The first thing I teach every student is the basics of renovations, which are the buying formula called MAO. MAO stands for Maximum Allowable Offer. It's a little simple formula where you times two numbers together and then subtract out repairs, and it tells you exactly what to pay for a house. That way you're never stuck paying too much. You need to understand the basic formulas that all rehabbers use to figure out what's the most to pay, because you never want to pay too much. If you pay too much, you're not going to make much, and there's no reason to do any house to break even. After I teach you the basics, the next thing I need to do is teach you marketing in more detail than I was able to do in this series. We call it the Mega Money Marketing Program. And there are six direct mail letters that I've used over the years to bring in a boatload of deals. What I can tell you, I direct mail to out-of-state owners, but I also direct mail to attorneys. There are five types of attorneys who have the most desperate of clients, and typically they're divorce, personal injury, bankruptcy, real estate, and probate. When you direct mail to an attorney, it's very, very different than when you direct mail to an out-of-state owner. So put this down in your notes. When you direct mail to a desperate seller, you never brag. It's just little old you wants to buy their little old house. Now, when I direct mail to attorneys, you better believe I put my bragging britches on. I tell them how many houses I've done. I tell them how many contractors I have on my team. I tell them how many years I've been at this. And I know for most of you, you're not as seasoned as I am, but you do belong to your local real estate investor association. So you could put in your letter, I belong to a group of investors. We do over 20 houses a month. I belong to this group of seasoned investors, and this is what we're looking for. And so you can very easily adapt my attorney letters to suit your own needs by changing just a few sentences. Now, as I said, the direct mail campaigns that I've used that have been absolutely successful in the past are out-of-state owners, attorneys, landlords in the middle of eviction. That is at the weakest moment. What I can tell you, anybody that's got code violations to their house, let's say the house has had a fire and it's boarded up and they pulled the electric meter, that's one that's got a code violation. They are desperate to sell, and typically they get their insurance check and they don't want to deal with the property. And folks, if you don't want to renovate fire damaged houses, you don't have to. Could you find a fire damaged house and turn it over to somebody else and make a huge check? What I can tell you, one of my students that you've seen on Flip This House did just that. I taught him well, and he got a house under contract for $60,000 that had a fire and it was boarded up. He didn't want to take the time and energy to fix it. So what he did is he wholesaled it to a builder who was slow. His guys were out of work. He wanted to keep them busy, so he wholesaled it to him for $150,000, and he was able to make the $90,000 fee on a house he never rehabbed. See, what you have to know is the rehab basics to be able to do that. So marketing to people that have code violations are huge. Anything that's vacant, somebody that's behind in their payments, there's all kinds of ways to market with the direct mail letters that are in the course to get a boatload of desperate sellers coming in. And remember what I told you at the beginning of the series. Your job is to generate 10 desperate sellers and sift and sort it down to two to cherry pick the easiest, fattest check. That's why having a whole boatload of desperate sellers coming in from all different kinds and sizes and shapes are important to you, because what will happen is you'll realize that there's certain cream that settles to the top and you're not stuck with the sludge at the bottom. Now, after you go through marketing, the next thing you need to understand is how do you make multiple offers? And anytime you run across a house that's paid for, there's three ways to make three offers on a house. And here's what's really fun. When somebody's had their house for sale for a while and they've got no offers and you present three offers to them, it never occurs to them to pick none. They always pick one. Matter of fact, today is a perfect example of this. I ran across a for sale by owner. We called the sign last Sunday, and it turns out he's a pilot. He's only used the house a week, three times a year, for the last 9 years. Whenever his company would send him here to Ocala, he would fly in and he would stay there and wait for the owner of the jet to be done, and then he would fly the owner back home. Well, instead of sitting in a hotel, he decided to buy himself this cute little house in a really good gated community to hang out while he waited for the owner to do his business and then for him to fly him back. But really, after 9 years, he figured out he didn't need to keep this house, didn't need to keep wasting taxes and insurance, and he was ready to retire. Now, he had a for sale by owner sign in the yard, which was his dirty little sign, and the numbers were faded. And he had a little tube underneath it with little flyers in it, and I called him up. And it's paid for. It's a $130,000 house. So I made him three offers. One of them was cash, one of them was some now, some later, and one was so much a month for so many months. The guy has had no offers in 6 months since he put the sign out. When we gave him the offers today, it never occurred to him not to pick one. He told me he'll let me know which one is going to be his choice, and he'll get back to me tomorrow. And there's no doubt in my mind he's going to pick one of the three, and then I'm going to go ahead and buy his house. The purpose of the courses is for you to know how much is cash, how much is offer number two, some now, some later, and then how much can you give him if you give him so much a month for so many months? And how do you do that? Multiple offers are huge, and you need to understand that. Now, the next thing is how to fund your deals. I need to teach you the six ways to do funding on your deals if you have little or no money. And really, these are the six deals that I did when I first started when I had nothing but tip money as a waitress. I got to teach you the art of wholesaling. And matter of fact, I want you all to wholesale one deal a month by the seventh of the month to cover your monthly. Yeah, I know that was kind of foreign, so let me repeat that. My goal for each and every one of you, after you go through all the courses, is to be able to wholesale one deal a month by the seventh of the month to cover all your monthly. And many of you have seen Than Merrill, one of my top students on TV. I remember when Than was a broke football player. He attended one of my trainings. He had more month than money, just like I did when I was waitressing. And I remember telling Than that you need to wholesale at least one deal a month by the seventh of the month to cover your monthly. Well, Than put that on steroids. And within 30 days after my training, he had made $52,000 on two wholesale deals. And let's say life is forever changed. Many of my students understand the power of wholesaling once I teach it to them. And it's nothing more than finding a deal and giving it to a bargain hunter and getting out of the way and collecting a check. Wholesaling is a great way for you to pay off debt, both credit card debt, student loans, or college loans. It's a great way for you to build up cash reserves. And it's also the strategy that all of you need to understand that if you ever get yourself in a financial crisis in your life from here on out, it is the way to dig yourself out extremely quickly. Whenever there's a shortage of cash in your life, the first thing that should enter your mind is wholesaling, and it's nothing more than turning on the marketing machine that you know how to do, and then go ahead and hand in the deals to somebody else who has the money and stepping aside. Now, after we go through that, the next process is the renovation process. I need to teach you how to build the contracting team. I need to teach you how long it takes for the repairs to be done, how much is labor, how much is materials, and then we need to go through the selling side. And the last part of the first course that's critical to you are all the documents, the independent contractor agreement, the wholesale agreements, the option agreements, what to say when somebody calls in off the marketing, all the scripts of how to answer the phone. All that is in that first course. Now, after you go through the first course, the second one is called Rehabbing from Beginning to End, and these are actually DVDs. The first course is a big workbook of 110 pages and 8 audio CDs. The second course are 2 DVDs that go for 4.5 hours. Now, these DVDs are my mature grown-up adults. And together, my construction team teach you how to do a roof, how to do windows, how to do interior paint, vinyl siding, all new landscaping. We teach you how to do interior walls, how to sheetrock, how to interior paint, how to install kitchens, how to do bathrooms, toilets, floor covering. The second DVD is all about heating, electrical, plumbing, pest inspections, because ooh, we have wicked termites in Florida. And so do many of you if you're in the southern parts of the state. We go over doors, lighting, before and after photos, and then the 10-minute estimate. You actually walk with me through a house. I have one of my repair forms with me, my property inspection form, and I show you how to estimate repairs in 10 minutes flat. Again, that's 4.5 hours with my mature grown-up adult contractors. Now, the third course is called Running a Business Like a Business, Not a Hobby. And this one is courtesy of all you students that I speak to as I teach 180 days a year around the world. What I can tell you, the number one question I got from students for 10 years is, okay, I get you know real estate now, But how did you really do it? How did you go from the waitress with low self-esteem to the millionaire, multimillionaire you are today? And I realized early on that I took my business very seriously. And you can either choose to run it like a business or a hobby. There are actually 14 characteristics that a serious business owner does to run their business to make seven figures. And there's 11 non-confronts that hobbyists do to avoid running their business to stay stuck in what I call the circle of sameness. Running a business like a business is 4.5 hours of what I do every single day, my laser beam focus to make my business seven figures. Now, at the end of the course, the last two CDs are how to do houses in an IRA. And you heard me mention this a little bit earlier. This is why IRA investing is so critical to you. After 9.5 years at IBM, the day I quit, they handed me a check for $4,700 for my retirement. That's how much got paid in for 9.5 years of sweat and work. Thank God I did not stay for 35 years with that company, because I would have probably retired with nothing, much more than that. What I can tell you is I have grown my IRA into well over seven figures with a company called Equity Trust. I went ahead and took that money from IBM, and I did what was called self-directed IRA investing. And basically, everything that I've taught you on this audio series, plus everything in the courses, will teach you is what you can do outside the IRA, you can do inside the IRA. You can wholesale outside the IRA, and then you get to spend the money on groceries. You can wholesale inside the IRA, inside your IRA, and guess what? All the profits go in there, and they can be tax-free or tax-deferred, depending on which kind of IRA you set up. So let's think about this. You find a good deal. You don't need the cash. You ended up, you hand that deal over to somebody else, and you make a $7,000 finder's fee. If you don't need the cash, why not have it go through your IRA? Because there's no reason to pay income tax on money you don't need. What I tell students all the time is my most profitable deals, my fastest turning deals, go through my retirement so that I don't pay income tax on them legally. Because here's what I know. When we get old, there might not be Social Security to take care of us, and we're going to need to take care of ourselves. So I'd just as soon teach you how to build up your IRA and go ahead and make sure that you and your family are all set. The other thing you need to know is there's other types of IRAs. For those of you that have kids or grandkids, there's one called the Coverdell IRA where you can wholesale and do these easy real estate strategies inside that IRA, and it can pay for the kids' college education, their books, their computer, private school, whatever you need for their education. And that's way smarter to do that on pre-tax dollars than after-tax dollars. Now, the last training program that I've got is called the Wealth Blueprint to a Millionaire Mind. And this is a workbook with 5 audio CDs. And the reason I created this one is because I had to up my money thermostat. You know, when I was at IBM and I was waitressing, I used to think making money was difficult. And I used to work hard from 5 o'clock at night till 3 in the morning to make 125 bucks a night at that all-night dinner. I used to have to slave for 2 solid weeks at IBM working 50, 60 hours a week for my measly little dinky paycheck. What I can tell you is making money was difficult back then. What I know as a multimillionaire today is you need a blueprint, a pathway to teach you how to become a multimillionaire. And it is not difficult, it's just different. In the blueprint, I'm going to ask you to send out marketing letters. I'm going to ask you to answer the phone when a desperate seller calls. I'm going to ask you to go look at a house. I'm asking you to do things differently than what you've ever done before you've listened to this. Becoming a multimillionaire is simple. It's not difficult. All it is doing what another multimillionaire has already done that worked. And that's what I'm going to have you do in the blueprint. The Wealth Blueprint will reset your money thermostat and add 3 zeros to the paycheck that you were used to getting. You know, Than Merrill is probably one of my perfect examples of this. I told Than to go send letters out, answer the phone, look at houses, and lo and behold, the rest is history. What I can tell you, folks, that blueprint will turn up that money thermostat and erase all the bad money programs that people that you work with and your family has put in your head. What I can tell you, it will give you permission to make over 7 figures a year. And you need to go through that workbook over and over again and study those principles until they're embedded in your mind. Now, the last thing I want to do is I want to add 6 bonuses to this package. What I would like to do is add bonus CDs that you can listen to at any time, not in any specific order, based on what you want to learn first. And the first one is called The Fast Track Principles to Wealth. This one is all about the six types of houses you can do with little or no money. I want you to go through that. That one is word for word, step by step, every single deal I did my first year when I was broke, so that you understand how to do deals just like I did my first year. Now, after you go through that CD, here's some of the others that I want to go ahead and give you. I want to give you a CD called Mega Money Marketing. This one focuses on what we call network marketing. Network marketing is nothing more than flapping your lips, asking for deals. And you network market to realtors, to mortgage brokers, and to attorneys. Those are the three big feeds that can send you a boatload of desperate sellers. And when you talk to those folks, attorneys, mortgage brokers, and realtors, they don't cost you anything to get those deals. Now, after you go through that one, I want to give you wholesaling at lightning speed. This is how one of my students took a $60,000 wholesale deal and turned it into a $150,000 turn and made a little over $90,000 on one wholesale deal. It's going to teach you how we found it, going to teach you how we short-sold it, and then we're going to teach you how we found the cash buyer to buy it. And so you'll understand that, which is wholesaling in a nutshell. The next CD is called How to Control Contractors Like a Dog on a Leash. That one's pretty self-explanatory. This one is more on finding mature grown-up adults, how to get the meeting of the minds, how to make sure that they're on the same vision as you to make sure your house is going to be drop-dead gorgeous, and how to make sure you build that team so the less you do, the more you make. And then I want to make sure you also have a CD called Instant Cash. This is about building a cash buyers list so you can wholesale like crazy. So every good deal that comes in, you'll be able to hand it to somebody else and get a finder's fee. You know, one of my top students, Pete Gauthier, he makes over $500,000 a year doing nothing but wholesaling. He's got over 650 buyers on his cash buyers list. And that's a CD with me and Pete, because there isn't any good deal that comes in off of Pete's marketing that he doesn't already have it sold. And so I want to make sure you have that, because once you build that cash buyers list, it truly does act like an ATM machine. And so the last two CDs will be the IRA CDs. And so all of these are going to come into the package. Now, I know you're going, okay, how much? Well, today what I would like to do is knock $500 off the package. You could buy any one of the courses on my website at any time for $495. But what I'm going to do today is throw all of it together. All four of the courses, all the bonus CDs, the DVDs, everything, the workbook, the documents, the whole shebang is $995. And all you need to do is call your local RIA group who sent you these CDs and go ahead and call them up and tell them you want Robin Thompson's package. Now, if you got this audio series from us directly or from the internet, then just go ahead and call my office to order. Or you can go to robinthompson.com, either way. So if you want to call my office, it's 352-351-8061. Again, 352-351-8061, and just go ahead and talk to Ronnie and he'll go ahead and take your order and we'll ship it straight away. It'll ship out in the next 24 hours for sure. Now, the last thing I want to talk to you about is the Junkers to Millions Bootcamp. You've heard me mention it several times throughout the series. What is Junkers to Millions? Well, it's real simple. It's 5 days at Rehab University with me. And yes, you are stuck with me for the whole entire thing. We always started out on a Thursday, and on Thursday, when the students come into the classroom, what we do is together I cover with them 23 marketing strategies to get their phones ringing off the hook. So we're going to go over direct mail, we're going to do signs, we're going to do postcards, we're going to do magnets that are on the side of your car, we're going to go through bus benches, signs on the back of the city bus, we're going to go through radio ads, all those things, expired listings, everything that I've done across my 15-year career to get desperate sellers to call. Now, after we go through marketing in detail in a classroom, the next thing we're going to do is go through wholesaling. I want to make sure we understand both sides of wholesaling. There's two types, and you need to know how to do both. There's what we call the simultaneous close, and there's what we call the double close when it comes to wholesaling. What I can tell you, the simultaneous close is nothing more than an assignment. We assign the paperwork across the table, and you never take ownership to the house. Anytime your profit check with wholesaling is under $10,000, all you're going to do is shuffle the paperwork we give you, and you'll go ahead and be able to do your finder's fee. Once the check gets above $10,000, you're going to want to double close on your wholesale deal and own it for a few minutes or a few hours or a day, whatever you decide with your title company or your attorney. What I can tell you, when you double close, you're going to need transactional funding, and we'll make sure that we cover all that in a boot camp so you understand how to fund your deal for overnight. What I can tell you on my student who was making $90,000 on that wholesale deal, he sure didn't want the cash buyer buying it from him, knowing he was making a $90,000 wholesale fee when he didn't even fix the house up. So he had to buy it for $60,000 at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He sold it the next morning for $90,000 more at 9 a.m., and so he had to raise $60,000 from transactional funding overnight. Now, he's sure glad he did. After the cost of the funding and the cost of all the closing, he ended up netting out about $87,000. It cost him about $3,000 in fees, but what happened is his cash buyer never found out that he had it tied up at $60,000. And so whenever your wholesale fees are huge, you need to go ahead and do what's called a double close. Now, we're going to teach you how to find transactional funding. We're going to teach you how to do all the paperwork so that you know. And just by the way, the biggest wholesale fee I've ever paid to someone is $50,000. The second biggest wholesale fee I've ever paid to somebody who brought me a really good deal was a brand new Lexus. Yeah, this young kid, he wanted a brand new car for his gorgeous bride. She was riding around in a rusty old minivan. He brought me a gorgeous home worth $2.1 million. The seller wanted $1.4 million, and the repairs were zero. So let's just say that's little renovations to a massive profit. And so he received a $38,000 Lexus for him finding the deal and bringing it to me. I was looking for a new home in Florida at the time. He heard I was out there looking. He had enough guts to ask me if I wanted to go see this gorgeous 6,000 square foot luxury home on the water. I said, fine. The seller was motivated. What I can tell you, it was a great deal for all, including him. And that's a perfect way for you to get a new car. That's way better in car payments. Now, after we teach you the wholesaling side, in comes a dream team of contractors. Together, my contractors and I go through all the repair costs that a house has. We tell you how much are roofs, how to tell if a roof is coming to the end of its life. We teach you how much is plywood, how much is shingles. We go through all the different repair costs with the contractor team. They tell you where they're buying their materials, what they're paying for it, what bulk discounts that they get. The next day, the second day of the boot camp, we continue with the contractors. They go through electrical, plumbing, heating, all that stuff. Now, after we get through all the repair costs in a classroom for labor and materials, then we set out on a bus tour. The first house that my contractors and I take you to is a house that will need about $8,000 to $10,000 worth of work. We'll run you through the house. The contractors and I will teach you the breakdown on the cosmetic repairs. We'll tell you what should be day one, day two, day three of your renovation, and what each element will cost, and then you'll understand how you can put this house back together and make a pretty decent profit. Now, the second house on the bus tour will need more. It'll need between $15,000 and $20,000, so then the next house will need $20,000 to $25,000, and then a $30,000 to $35,000. What you realize after you've done a kitchen once or twice, it's the same every time, because it's an assembly line. As long as you stay in the same price range homes, about the same size and square footage, but the houses will get more difficult throughout the day. They'll need more in renovations as the day goes along. What you figure out is, after you've been on the bus with us a few hours, the more renovations it needs, the bigger the profit. You know, when a house needs $40,000 or $50,000 in repairs, it's not uncommon for me or my students to make $50,000 or $60,000 on it. So, you know, it's important for you to learn the renovation side and understand how it steps up. And so once you learn that, then what happens is the more expensive the repairs, the bigger the profit. And so we go through seven houses on the bus, and the last house that we do, the contractors and I take you there, and then we don't say anything, and we give you a blank repair form. You've seen them filled out in the classroom for a half a day. You've seen them filled out on the buses to every house that we go to. And so the last one, we make you do it as a live rehab test case. And the reason we do that is so when you start putting numbers and stuff to paper, you'll be able to do that when you go home without us. Now, when we bring you back into the hotel at the end of the bus tour, we give you the answers to all 16 repairs that you were supposed to estimate by yourself. And if you're going to mess up, if you're going to miss a roof or miss a heating system or air conditioning, I'd much rather have you do it when it's a test case than when it counts for real out of your pocket. You know, my sixth house, I had no training. I didn't have anybody to show me how to do this, and I missed a heating system in Connecticut. It was in the middle of July and really hot, and the house had frozen and exploded the winter before because it was a bank foreclosure and nobody was there. Of course, in July, I'm not thinking heating. I'm sweating my butt off. So I missed it. There was a small rusty stain by the radiator underneath the window, and I didn't see it. I bought the house, thought I was doing paint and carpet, and then I found out I was doing paint, carpet, heating system, and the heating system was $7,500. I don't want you to have those costly experiences. I want my students to take the escalator because I took the steps. That's why we're going to spend a whole day out on the bus. And I want you to understand, folks, I look at about 60 houses to pick the ones that are on the bus. Yes, I do it. I don't schlep this off to an employee. I care about you enough to make this an excellent event. So it's me who picks them so that everything does get covered. And yes, I am your instructor throughout the entire boot camp. Now, the third day, we're back in a classroom. The third day is I cover how to set the office up every single step. The first thing I need to teach is word for word, what do you say when a desperate seller calls to get all the information and know if you should go look at the house and to make sure you got a fat profit check in there. The next thing I need to teach is word for word, what do you say to all the buyers who want to see your house so that you make sure you're picking the right one who can get qualified so you get your fat check. We want to make sure we give you all of the scripts and teach you how to do that. I also want to make sure you understand all the bookkeeping, all the accounting, how to have two LLCs, so that you know how to set your books up and get your office filing system correct from the beginning. You know, and this is really my strong part. I was an accountant with IBM for 9.5 years. What I can tell you, I've been through IRS audit too. I've been through IRS audits for 5 years in a row. They audited me all those at one shot, and I was able to fly through it. You need to make sure you know how to do the bookkeeping for buy and holds and the bookkeeping for flips because it is very different and the tax brackets are different. And I'd just as soon teach you that all up front. Now, I will also give you all the spreadsheets that my CPA gets and teach you how to fill in every single little blank so that you don't make any mistakes. Now, the next day, day number 4, is the Asset Protection Day. That's where we cover LLCs, C-Corps, S-Corp, Wyoming Corp, Land Trust, Personal Property Trust. And the reason we do that, hardest part about becoming a multimillionaire is keeping it from the predators that like to steal it from you. And I want to make sure that your entities are set up correctly from the beginning so it doesn't cause any tax issues and you have asset protection. My asset protection attorney from Salt Lake City, Utah will come in and he'll be an integral part of that part. We'll talk about dealer status, non-dealer status. We'll talk about how to do multiple rehabs at the same time and how to rehab inside the IRA, how to hold houses inside the IRA for keepers as well as flippers. Now, the last day is where we cover running the house, running this whole business like a business, how you really get your business jump started. We talk about how to handle the fears that'll paralyze you. We talk about how to find all the private money you'll need to fund all your rehabs. And then last but not least, at the very end of the 5 days of training, what I do is I pull 3 students from the audience. Somebody that wants to make $250,000 a year, somebody that wants to do $500,000 a year, and somebody that's a real go-getter and wants to make 7 figures. And then what we do is go back and say, hey, let's go back over the marketing we learned when we came. What does the marketing plan need to look like for $250,000 in income, $500,000, or $1 million a year in income? And we build the marketing plan in front of you. The next thing we go through is how many contractors are you going to need to make $250,000, $500,000, and $1 million? What's your realtors look like that have to help you sell these houses to make $250,000, $500,000, $1 million? How much cash do you need? Let's build a funding plan to do this. You know, we build it right in front of your eyes. And then what we do at the very end is how do you make time in your life to actually execute this plan? I give you the time management skills to become a more effective business owner. And then it's up to you to choose which one of the plans you want to execute when you go home. And just by the way, plan 1, 2, and 3 are my year 1, 2, and 3 of my business. So if you model what I teach you, you can make this big money, massive profits out of little renovations. Now, here's the price of the boot camp. The price of the boot camp for one person for all 5 days, plus all the training materials, DVDs, bonus CDs, and the whole shebang is $1,995. And yes, that's correct. The courses by themselves are $995. It's just $1,000 more to add on all 5 days of training. So all the courses, all the DVDs, all the CDs, plus all the 5 days in a classroom with me is $1,995. Now, 2 people to the boot camp, either husband, wife, 2 partners, 2 business associates, or 2 friends that are in the real estate business together, 2 people to the all the boot camp and all the training materials, one set, is $2,995. Two people to the boot camp plus one set of courses is $2,995. Now, here's the good news. You have the right to repeat the boot camp, Junkers to Millions, as many times as you want to take it, forever, as long as I'm alive, as many times as you want to, at no additional cost. I am the only speaker in the industry that allows her kids to come home to the boot camp as many times as they need to till they get it all implemented at no extra charge. All right? Now, here's the refund policy. You have the right to come to the whole first day. Learn the marketing. Learn wholesaling. Learn all about repairs. You've got the right to go out on the bus tour with me and my team of contracting guys and my staff and go out and look at all kinds of houses with us. If after two full days of education you're not 150% satisfied with your investment, we'll go ahead and return all the money and let you go home. That's as fair as I can be. See, I'm not afraid you're leaving. I teach, what I can tell you, 48 weekends a year. I've taught this boot camp well over a decade now. But everybody knows it's the best in the industry. But if for some reason you don't like the cat pee smell in the houses I picked on the bus tour, or you don't like my secretary, whatever it is, whatever the excuse is, if you don't want to stay, we'd gladly give you the money back and we would part as friends. And that's as fair as I can be. Now, the good news for you is we do a boot camp every 3 months. There's always four of them every year, and all you have to do is go on robinthompson.com and look at all the dates. We always keep them a year in advance. I'm anal about that. So the good news is you can plan your schedule, your vacation all around it. Now, again, if you got these CDs from your local RIA, your real estate investor organization, and that's how you bought these, then please, by all means, call your local RIA up, tell them you want to register for Robin's Junkers to Millions. They'll go ahead and take it with the prices I just quoted you. I've made arrangements with them to do so, and they'll take your order. Please let them have credit for this. All right? That helps your local RIA and Real Estate Investor Association stay in business and continue to have great education for you. If you receive these directly from my organization, just go ahead and call the office, 352-351-8061, and Ronnie or Kimberly will be answering the phone. They're there every day from 9 a.m. to 5:30 Eastern Standard Time, Monday to Friday, to go ahead and take your order. Or you could go to robinthompson.com. And go ahead and sign up. Either way, that's all good with us, but go ahead and get registered. Now, if you don't know what date you want to come to, you don't have to pick. You just go ahead and sign up for the boot camp. We'll go ahead and ship you out all the courses, all the DVDs, all the bonus CDs, plus a confirmation letter with the next year's dates in advance. When you know which one you want, just go ahead and mark the box. Mark what date when you finally decide and go ahead and fax that or email it back in, scan it and email it back to our office, and that'll go ahead and put you in. Now, if you don't pick a date, we're going to put you in pending. As the boot camps fill up, what will happen is when we get down to the last 10 seats, we always send out an email warning everybody we're coming down to the wire. If you get one of those emails, we're not kidding. We cap the boot camp off at three buses, 150 people, that's it. What I can tell you, we can't take any more, nor will we. What I'm telling you is they typically sell out about 6 to 8 weeks in advance, especially in the winter months when it's miserably cold up north and the boot camps are held in Florida. So let me think, tax-deductible business trip to Ocala. All right. And so you can understand the ones in the winter months fill up really, really fast. So you want to make sure that you get in to the date you want. By all means, go ahead and shoot us an email. If you got any questions about availability, you can always call the office. The girls are always there, and they have up-to-date numbers all the time. All right. Well, I think that's all I have for now. I think that you found this series very beneficial. If there's anything my staff or I can do to accelerate your real estate career, would love to help you. I hope the next time I'm in your city, we can get together. I hope you could come out and see me. And so, you know, I travel at least 180 days a year, so I'm sure I'm going to be in a city near you soon. But just understand, if you do see me at one of the other events, all these bonuses will not be offered and the prices will not be what are on the series. So if you want the best deal there is, this is it. So you need to get on the phone right now and call my office and get a seat. If you do need to break it up in payment plans, just please call my office and talk to them. Ronnie's usually pretty kind about that to help you out. So he'll go ahead and break it up in three or four for you if you need to. Well, the big thing is to go ahead and get your hands on those courses as fast as you possibly can, because the sooner you get through the courses and you listen to all that and watch the DVDs, the sooner the massive checks start coming your way. So take care, and I wish you all the best. Happy real estate investing.